Support for Talking Art on WVIK comes from the people at Quad City Bank and Trust, helping the local community with their banking and financial needs for more than 20 years. Information is at qcbt.com. Support also comes from the estate of Margaret Skinner, a longtime friend of WVIK and lover of the arts.
This is Carolyn Martin, and I'm talking art today with Bob Conklin and Anita Mayhews, adult services librarians at the Moline Public Library, about their upcoming six-part documentary film and discussion series on the historical aspects of immigration in the U.S. Welcome, Bob and Anita.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your program is entitled Becoming American, Our Immigration Experience. What does this film series entail exactly?
It's various films about immigration. Each program will be an hour discussion after viewing the film for an hour. It's basically our immigration experience more from a historical point of view than a political point.
And each of these six films features a different, unique aspect of immigration, correct?
Yes, that is correct. So the first one will be the century of immigration, starting from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Which is early 1800s.
Yes. There's also other themes as far as community and family, identity, economic aspects of immigration, and immigration in popular culture.
So each week, every Tuesday, and most of these are in the evening with the exception of one, which is during the day, you will have the chance to see a film and then to have a hosted discussion about that issue, which is really fantastic. And, you describe this to me earlier as more of a forum for community dialogue. And although it's not intentionally meant to foster political debate, given the current issues facing our country and the rhetoric being used in those discussions, it's certainly very appropriate in timing. What are your thoughts about that, Anita?
It's meant to be a look back at where we came from to foster a sense of community and how diverse our community currently is, because it's been in the news recently. Mm-hmm. So I think this program series is meant to bring people together rather than break them apart, because we all have a shared history.
Yeah, we do. And I love the various categories and how it really separates that out into very distinct facets, really, of immigration, because it's a very complex history. How did the Moline Public Library get involved in this project?
We already have an invested interest in offering diverse cultural programming. We offer immigration and citizenship workshops in conjunction with QC Air and Esperanza Legal Assistance Center. We also offer citizenship preparation courses. So this kind of naturally fit in our wheelhouse.
Absolutely. It sounds like it's just a perfect partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit more about these partner organizations that you're working with, because you've identified really key members in our groups in our community to help with the film series.
The Jewish Federation of the Quad Cities is one. The German American Heritage Center and Museum in Davenport. The Swedish Immigration Research Center at Augustana College. The Dear Wyman Butterworth Center in Moline. And also St. Ambrose University. They all were very cooperative in helping us out with this project. So at each one of those sites, there's going to be one of the programs.
And then the last one will be at the Moline Public Library. Is this a free program for people?
Yes, it's free, and it's open to all ages. We encourage everybody to come out. We hope for a good discussion on the segments of the film that they'll be showing about immigration. At this time, I'd like to mention also, we have two scholars that happen to be from Augustana College, Adam Call and Chris Strunk. They're each presenting three programs each.
Mm-hmm. So they'll be the moderators for
this.
Yeah,
exactly.
And Dr. Adam Call is Associate Professor of Anthropology at Augustana, which is really a great fit because anthropology examines cultures and teaches us to question really our own cultural assumptions, which is so much of what this is about. And then Dr. Christopher Strunk is an associate professor of geography, but he also coordinates the Latin America Studies program at Augustana.
Yeah, so we were very fortunate to get them because of their high interest in this subject on immigration.
Mm-hmm. And there are many cities who are hosting the same film and discussion series, which I think is really great. So there'll be similar conversations around the U.S.
Yes, and we're the only organization in Illinois that's doing this, presenting this program. There's a couple in Iowa. There's 32 sites in 24 states.
Well, we're certainly excited that it's going to be here. Immigrants are really the fabric of our country, and almost every person,
exactly,
family has experienced immigration. This is not a new issue. It's really how our country was founded. And Anita, I understand that you have your own immigration experience and background with your family.
Yes, so I am an immigrant. I immigrated to the United States in 1986 to Detroit. I am now a naturalized citizen myself. So immigration patterns are very interesting, where you get settled with regards to work and having a community with which you have a lot of similarities to help you assimilate.
So this is really a very deeply personal film and discussion series for you.
It is, and I think it is for all of us, because I think all of us have that story, and it's really a story about who we are as Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, and I think it's so easy for people to separate themselves from that and to have almost an amnesia about that, because really, unless we are Native American, we have an immigrant history in all of us. Well, Bob Conklin and Anita Mayhews from the Moline Public Library, it's been so great to talk with both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
The 6-part film and discussion series entitled Becoming American, Our Immigration Experience will run on Tuesdays beginning March 5th and concluding on April 9th. The films are free to anyone who would like to attend and will be held in a variety of venues across the Quad City region. You can learn more about it at becoming-american.org. The schedule with dates and times will also be listed on our website, wvik.org, as well as on the Moline Library site, which is molinelibrary.com. This has been Carolyn Martin, talking art in the Quad Cities for WVIK. Our theme music is provided by a Quad City legend, the late Ellis Kell.